Well, welcome back to the Vox Pop, everybody. WMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Alan Chartok. It's already the largest lottery jackpot in history, and it continues to grow at this tomorrow's drawing draws near. See, drawing draws near. Lottery officials increased their estimate of the huge Powerball jackpot for the second day in a row because of the immense interest in the prize. The current Powerball jackpot stands at a record-breaking $1.5 billion, and it could grow even larger before tomorrow's drawing if the ticket sales continue to exceed expectations. Officials reassess the estimate daily. The odds of matching all six numbers to win the jackpot are 1 in 292.2 million. The $1.5 billion prize would be paid in annual payments over 29 years. At 74, I think I'll eschew that one. Or the winner could opt for a lump sum payment of $930 million. So, on this open forum of edition of Vox Pop, I want to know, are you playing, even though you had a better chance of playing golf on the moon, being struck by an asteroid, or becoming president of the United States? And if you are playing, what are you planning to do with your winnings? 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Hey, look, no, you know, you can do nicey-nicey if you want. I give my money to this or that. But I want you to reach for your inner greedy self. To tell me what you think you'd like to do. I was talking to one of our wonderful volunteers today. She said she'd like to go to Greece. So Greece it is for her if she wins. Bill in Gloversville, 1-800-348-2551. What do you got, Bill?
Good afternoon, Alan. I would like to set up four foundations. The first foundation would be for Northeast Public Radio and WAMC Radio. The second would be to Montclair State University.
Right.
And the third would be for St. Jude's Children and Research Hospital. The fourth, of course, would be for myself and family.
Yeah. Well, those are all great ideas. Bill, did you go to Montclair?
Yes.
Uh-huh. It's a good place. It really is a good place. No question. And tell me a little bit about St. Jude. I see the ads on television, and I got to tell you, they're very convincing. You know, nobody pays for anything. So, you know, they take everybody, the parents and the kids and everybody else, and they bring them over there. So on the face of it, looks like a good choice.
Well, thank you very much, Alan.
And thank
you.
You
have a good week now.
You too, Bill. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. And Carl, we asked our staff what they would do. Nobody's had the good grace to say I would quit fast. But Carl said, if I were to play, I would keep $1 million, put it in some mutual funds, and donate the rest. That's what Carl said. All right. And then Charlene, of our wonderful Charlene of our staff, said, buy a private island, jet, and food distribution company. 2, make sure my family's taken care of. 3, sponsor child, village, country, or family in need of help. 4, I would become a real-life Bitmo. I have no idea what that is, but it can't be good. Okay, thank you. P.S., and this is just the start of it, laughing out loud. And then Sharon, our wonderful Sharon here on the staff, said, try to give away a lot of it. New York is the worst state tax-wise in the nation to win a big jackpot. And our wonderful Ian Pickus, who is, of course, our director, news director, and a sports maven of the first order, says, a Honus Wagner baseball card. Okay. And Jim from Montgomery, I've thought this over quite a bit. Alan, and as the jackpot grows, when I win, it will not be about the things I will acquire. It will be about the stuff I divest. Eventually, I will only need a backpack to hold what's left, and that is when I'll set out on a long hike. That's all I want for myself. The time and means to go out and explore the world. There will, of course, be a yearly stipend for WAMC, but not so much to end the fund drives, which are a necessary reminder to the community that we are all in this together. And by the way, if you haven't heard about the lockbox, which is so important, there's over $350,000. If we can get to $500,000, the Spitzer Foundation will give us $25,000. Talk about lotteries. Okay. Four phones are ringing right now, thanks to Bill in Gloversville. Now we're going to go to Susan in Millbrook. Susan, you're on.
Hi, I'd like to give I'd like to finish the Cathedral of St. John the Divine.
That's
I'm not
right.
sure how much money I have left over, but I'd like to make it, have it finished in my lifetime.
I think it would do. I think it would do. I walk past it all the time. I do. And what happened? Did it not have the spires on it was supposed to have, or what? How
well,
did that...
and then they put up scaffolding for about 20 years,
right?
Because there was a big funding for a while. Then they had to take it down, and now, you know, one is taller than the other, but it's a wonderful place, and it's a center for the faith for all people. And I would like to see it finished.
That's so cool. Okay, Susan, thank you for your wonderful call. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I need all the help I can get here, folks. I need you to be on the line with us. Okay, let's go to Cynthia in Washington County. Cynthia.
Hi, I've actually got three things.
Okay.
Well, one is I would have set up a foundation to channel money into several projects. And one of them would be to develop low-income housing
right.
in the Northeast, and particularly in upstate New York in the Adirondacks, because
right.
we have a really great need for that. And since I wouldn't be a developer who cares about a profit, I could do that in a cost-effective yet aesthetically pleasing way, give people a nice place to live.
Right.
And the other thing I'd like to do is to preserve farmland and have a riding and boarding stable, and that would be the driver for a large animal sanctuary.
But what about you, Cynthia? That's all wonderful.
I'm getting to that.
Okay,
for me, I would take my family on a trip around the world.
Yeah.
And,
that's great.
And then come back, and actually, I've always wanted to be a philanthropist with big bucks, and that's what I would do, is channel the money into... Do you remember there was a newspaper editor years and years ago? Not editor, but something in the newspaper where this guy would give money away. He would read about...
Oh, the millionaire.
He would read about hard luck stories, and then he would...
Oh, yeah. No, that's not the millionaire. The millionaire was a television program.
Yeah, no, but this wasn't. This was definitely in the paper.
Oh, I remember that guy. He had a column in the paper.
Yeah, his name was Paul.
Something like that.
And that's how old you're older than I am, Alan.
Well, Cynthia, that's very nice of you. I hope people will have a little bit more greedy stories than yours.
I don't want to be greedy.
Well, there's
We've
a part...
We've got enough greed. We've got, you know, big hair, bully... Donald Trump,
right
in front of us. I don't need any more greed.
Well, Zach,
all I have to do is turn on the TV.
Zach, our engineer, wrote his, and he said he'd give $250 million to Trump to step aside.
But Trump wouldn't take it.
That's correct.
You know?
Yeah. Cynthia, thanks for your wonderful call and your words, which are very admirable. Appreciate
it.
Thank you. Yep, bye. Okay, and we'll go to Chuck in Fonda. Chuck in Fonda, you're on.
Oh, hi, Alan.
Hey.
Yes, I have one person I'd like to give my money, and that would be to you, so I wouldn't have to listen to your fund drives anymore.
Well, okay, and we'll take it. Believe me, Chuck, and if that's what it'll take to get the money, we'll do it. And you're a good,
good
man.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Yeah. 1-800-348-2551. We'll take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Support comes from John Lee Auctions. Winter auction this Sunday at the Desmond Hotel featuring Russian and German militaria and coins at 10:30, fine silver, Asian antiques, and art at 12. JohnLeeAuctions.com. Saratoga Jewish Community Arts presenting their third annual evening of Jewish storytelling with live entertainment and dinner for adults and children. February 6th, 5:30 p.m. at Temple Sinai, Saratoga Springs, 518-584-8730. Interim Healthcare, proud supporter of the Mohawk Hudson Land Conservancy and its efforts to preserve some of the last remaining green spaces of Colony. MohawkHudson.org/Colony. The Whistling Kettle Tea Room, tea shops and cafes in Ballston Spa and downtown Troy, New York. Over 170 loose-leaf teas from around the world in store and online. TheWhistlingKettle.com. And Waldorf School of Saratoga Springs hosting an open house January 23rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. All locations open for tours. WaldorfSaratoga.org for details.
And we're back. Thanks to the wonderful Zach Let's go to Ted in Cambridge. Okay, Mr. Ted, you're on. Ted, you're on.
Hi. Hey. Jeevan, I'd like to piggyback off the previous caller, Cynthia from Washington County.
Right.
I definitely have a farm in Washington County where she can establish an equine rescue farm. I would primary Governor Cuomo and beat him, and then I would establish a fairer upstate revitalization initiative and invest nearly $1 billion in upstate farms and businesses.
That's good. Would you do it the same way Cuomo's doing it? Apparently, there's been a little bit of people are looking at that one a little bit because, you know, who got the contracts there were under, you know, well, I've said enough.
The Buffalo Billion.
Yeah, the Buffalo Billion, yeah.
I would ask the Capital Region Economic Development Council to maybe go back through and rework their plan. So that's all I'll say as well.
You're a good man, Ted. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Okay.
Thanks.
Right. 1-800-348-2551. Lots of free phones. Jim in Lexington. Jim.
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
Well, so far, don't ruin it.
Well, I think if I won, or for anybody who wins this jackpot,
yeah,
the biggest thing is trying to avoid the scrutiny. I mean, it's so big, the media's going to be all over you. I don't know if you have to reveal who
sure.
you are. But
I think they almost always do. I don't understand whether that's part of it or not. But they almost
always
do. Yeah,
I don't either.
Yeah.
I think the first order for me would be to try and stay as invisible and anonymous as possible.
Sure.
You know, and that way I could be more free to do what I want with the money as opposed to feeling like, oh, I have to think about what people are going to think of
sure,
me. Or, gosh,
sure.
is somebody going to break down my door?
Are you in
know?
The book?
So,
are you in the book?
Am I in the book? No, I didn't even give you my real name.
Oh, okay. No, because I'm in the book, and people are pretty good about it. You know, every once in a while you
yeah.
get somebody who wakes you up.
You just never know. But yeah. you didn't just win $1.5 billion.
No. No, indeed. Far from it. Far
you
from
know.
It.
So I think, you know, I would do the best to make myself and the people near to me comfortable. I would try and effect some reasonable good, you know, but all of that with the idea that if there's $1.5 billion now or if there's $99 million now, that 25 years from now that's going to be back up to that billion, and it would be a sort of trust that would continue to grow and do good rather than just,
okay, but
you know,
Jim, isn't there deep in your soul one thing you'd like to have, a house by the seashore?
I want a Volvo RV. I don't think they even make one, but I want something that I can sit in. It's like as big as a semi, and I can drive all over the North America.
Now you're talking.
All over North America and just have some good time.
Now you're talking, Jim.
Go to some music festivals, all kinds of good things.
Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it. Okay, we'll go to Dan in Stone Ridge. Okay, Dan in Stone Ridge. Okay, what do you got?
Hello, Alan. How are you?
Yeah, good. So far, so good.
Good, Alan. All the media coverage of this matter, nobody, the Times, nobody is covering where the proceeds of the lottery go and how the states are using that money or how much money is actually earned.
Okay, now I'm going to give you an ignorant answer because I don't know. However. Remember in the beginning, they all talked about the money was all going to go to education. Remember that? That was the New York State Lottery and stuff like that. When I was interviewing Mario Cuomo all of those years, some 18 years, people would want me to ask him that question. I would ask him the question, and he would say, what's the difference? If it goes into the general fund, which I think is where is your answer to your question, if it goes into the general fund, then we're going to spend that money on education and everything else. So it isn't as if we're going to add it on in either case. If it's going to go just diverted to education, then that money, which is diverted to education, will lessen the amount that we pay out of the general fund for education. Got it?
I got that. I would still like to see an accounting sworn media of where the money goes, because, boy, you never hear of a tax
sure.
in a
But you live in a town where there's a lot of money, isn't there? Dan? Uh-oh. Well, Dan's not with us anymore. Okay, let's go to Carlos in Albany. Carlos, you're on.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
Well, pretty good, pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, sir. Thank you for answering my call. First of all, I wouldn't know what to do with that money. You say you want someone greedy. Maybe, I don't know if I am being greedy, but I would treat myself first, and then I would figure it out after.
Yeah, but what would can you give us an idea of where you'd spend the money, you know, to help yourself?
Well,
you know, I mean, I'll tell you one thing. I give some money away. I'd give a lot of money to WMC. But in all honesty, I would buy a house maybe in Greece, maybe another one on our. I like condos because, you know, I'm old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm old. And
well.
I'm, yeah. So, but how about something on a place like Block Island, looking over the ocean?
Here, Alan. I come from Dominican Republic.
Oh, yeah.
A beautiful country.
Yep.
They have islands there that you can buy for about $3 or $4 million.
Right.
So, I will do that.
Would you just
to please you?
But wouldn't you want to spend time with people? I mean, you know, the thing about those islands are, you know, where do you, who do you talk to?
Alan, I work with people. I'm a broker. I work with people. You know, I love people, but it's a lot of money, man, and I wouldn't know how to, you know, spend it, to be honest with you. I would obviously give some money to charity, but I make sure that I manage that I'll be there to make sure they use it for that and not for something else, you know?
For a bureaucracy. Yeah. Hey, Carlos, I love your call. Thank you for calling. Good luck.
Oh, thank you, Alan. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we'll go to Daisy in Holyoke. Okay, Daisy in Holyoke, you're on.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, I think that, you know, when we're talking about this amount of money, you could be selfish and generous
absolutely.
At the same time.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, in addition to buying a new house, I think it would be wonderful to give some substantial amount of money to some lesser-known charities that don't get enough attention. I work with writers in Western Massachusetts, and there's a group that goes in and teaches writing to women in jail. You know, what a fantastic thing to do. And then I'm a consultant to a Shriners Hospital.
Right.
There are 22 Shriners Hospitals in North America.
Wow.
You know, I would give money to their cleft palate teams.
Uh-huh.
One in every 600 to 650 live births, a child has a cleft palate. These are complicated kinds of things. It's not simple. People need help. Insurance often doesn't cover things like orthodontia and that are absolutely necessary. I think there's a whole lot of really worthy groups out there that are working directly with people.
So the only thing you'd want for yourself is a new house?
And some travel.
Oh, and some travel. Yeah, a lot of people say travel. You know, I was talking to my wife, the lovely Roselle, earlier today.
Yeah.
And I said, if you won, what would you want? She said, well, first thing I would do is a around the world trip, she said.
Oh.
And she said, and then, you know, I would want to do this or that.
Yeah.
And I said to her, well, it's a good thing I'm buying the tickets.
Wouldn't you go around the world?
Hell no. I want to stay right where I am. I like this.
Yeah.
Daisy, thank you so much for your call. Appreciate
it. Okay, thank you.
Bye bye. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Three free phones. Lori from Johnstown. Go.
Hi.
Hey.
What I would spend my money on, first, I would pay off my daughter's student loan.
How much does she owe?
There's two of them. I think I can't remember how much she owes. I think it's probably around $30,000.
Yeah.
And Melanie probably around $20,000.
Uh-huh.
And those are two most important things.
Right, of course.
And I would want to go to the ocean a couple of times.
Sure.
And I would need to get a house to fix up for all my sisters to live
together. How many other sisters are there?
There's three sisters.
I see. And if you win,
and they all,
if you win, will they look charitably upon you, or will they become greedy?
I'm fearing, yes, they would have to, yes.
Yeah.
Because they're all somewhat handicapped.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So they would have to live upon me, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well,
and,
go ahead.
And, oh, of course, I want to stay in upstate New York, my favorite place to live.
Is it?
Even though I don't like the snow, but I deal with it.
Yeah.
Well, so I would have to have heated sidewalks and driveways.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. I like that idea. You have significant amount left over from your $1.5 billion.
Right, and I would do some traveling in the United States only.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to go outside the United States.
I think you got a point, although if Roselle's listening, she's going to be very angry at me. Okay, thank you, Laurie. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Bye-bye.
And we'll go to Walker. Okay, Walker, you're on.
Hey, Alan.
Hey.
Yeah, a lot of fevers like struck the nation, hasn't it?
So, oh, yeah. And, of course, it's nonsense. You know that. I mean,
oh, yeah.
What we ought to have is a really progressive income tax, but people, they don't want that. So everybody's putting a couple of bucks in. I spent 20, which gives me 10 tickets.
I work in a convenience store, so we've been selling those like hotcakes.
Doesn't do much for me, that 10. So then today somebody mentioned on the panel this morning that the tax bite in New York is so much
highest out of all the Powerball
states. So I thought that I'd stop by my favorite haunt, which is, or my mom used to say, Bunk, in West Stockbridge, as soon as you come in there, the public market there, and get it there. I hope they sell them. And get one, so that way I don't have to pay that extra 10%, because, 10% out of, $1.5 million, that's a lot. Okay, I'm taking too much of your time. Go ahead. What else do you want to do?
Oh, I was going to say, piggybacking off the previous caller for accountability, I know John Oliver did a good piece on that, if he's interested in it.
Right.
But if I was to win the lotto, I'm taking a trip to Japan, and I'm setting up a trust fund for my families, and I'm probably going to, buy a controlling stake in a company.
You know, all the stories about the people who won the lottery, and many of them end very badly. People don't know what to do with it. They become disoriented. They don't know what to do, that kind of thing. So, I don't know. That is. You have to be very careful that you don't ruin your life. Hey, Walker, I loved hearing from you. I'm going to try to get everybody in here.
Get the callers on, okay?
Thanks, Walker. Okay, we'll go to Mark in Salem. Mark in Salem, you're on.
Hi, Alan. I have greedy things, the thing I would like to do would have a purchase a large ship, a reasonably good size one, with maybe 50 staterooms.
Yep.
Have all my friends that are around my age that are near retirement or retired, and take them around the world as much as they'd want to go, and pay their their way, and enjoy traveling to Tuscany is where I'd like to go.
Oh, Tuscany, nice.
Yeah, and then when we got bored with it or got done with it, I would, by that point, have set up a trust where the ship would be turned over to a floating hospital where it could be used in spots where people need special types of surgery, and I'd have that planned ahead of time so that the rooms could be converted into OR kind of thing.
That sounds good.
And then for myself, I'd also like to have a large observatory and set up so that scholarships for high school students to go to, say, someplace in Arizona or whatever, in the summer, and learn about astronomy, and you have the use of a 30 or 40 or 60 inch telescope instead of one of these little toys that most people have. And I'd also like to have a nice new car and central heat.
You don't have central heat?
I have 5 fireplaces and a wood stove.
Wow.
And I heat with that. And a little bit of electric, but I usually depend on the stove and the fireplace. So central heat would be nice.
Yeah, it would. Hey, and Mark, thanks for the great call. Appreciate
thanks.
It.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. 1-800-348-2551. I'm waiting on your call. We'll go to Colin in Saugerties. Colin?
Good afternoon, Alan. I would just get a nice place here in the Catskills that I could have as a home base for the summers, that is, and then probably get a place because you could always travel from New York over the pond, as they say, and take trips, as everyone does, but then get a place in maybe Maui, and then you could take trips from that side and go and see the world. But, you know, of course you're going to set up funds and try and take care of the people you love, and obviously there's more than enough money to do good with that, and that's all that I think that should come out of most of it.
It'll be interesting if you see who wins. Let's say some guy who, you know, really can't, you know, read or spell or do anything that. And then what would happen is the sharks would move in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in, and hopefully something like that won't happen.
Yeah, right. Well, Colin, thanks for calling. Appreciate that. Yeah, it sounds like a
reasonable plan. You have a
great
day.
Yeah, you too. Okay, we'll go to Mason in Clarksburg. Okay, Mason, you're on.
Hi, Alan. This is Nathan, not Mason.
Whoa, I'm sorry. It says M-A-S-O-N up there. It's not my fault.
That's right. I would set up an off-the-grid compound retreat to just prepare myself for the end of society as we know it.
Oh, so you're sort of one of those guys who would build something in the backyard, you know, with enough spam to last you for a while?
Well, it'd be nice to prepare for that, just in case.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd do all the normal stuff, you know. I'd have a nice house and a nice car and do some traveling, some philanthropy and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd have a place off the books.
Yeah, yeah.
That only I knew about, and that, and I would be able to go there and, you know, have a little solar farm and wind power and little propane generators and all that stuff.
How would you be the only one who knew about it? Somebody's gotta do it, don't they?
Well, I'd probably tell my wife.
Well, she'd tell somebody for sure.
Probably, but so that would be my little selfish thing to have my own little retreat to hide when the world comes to an end.
Right. Well, I don't know that it would be that much fun, but okay, fair enough. That's what I asked for, and that's what I got. Mason, thank you for calling. Nathan.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Yeah. That leaves one free phone open. We'll go to Michael in Egremont. Hiya, buddy. How you doing?
Very good, Alan. How are you?
Well, you know.
Alan, I'm in Egremont.
Yep.
And I've been listening to some of the people call in, and I'm surprised I haven't heard anybody mention that they would take care of WAMC.
Three or four, actually, Michael, you haven't been listening long enough. Three or four did, right from the very beginning.
Sure.
You know, I was extremely excited to hear it.
Yeah, because, you know, I can't, I don't know if I can make it through another one hearing you beg anymore. I mean, it's just not right. You to have to do that.
Well, it's very nice of you. You know, I'll tell you the truth, Michael. I enjoy those fun drives. I do.
Yeah, they are a lot of fun. You make it very interesting.
I enjoy them because it's a chance for all of us to get together and, you know, show that we're all making this thing. I'm not going to last forever, and I love the idea that it creates a community. So, you know, I like
you
it.
You have a purpose. What's more important than having a purpose?
Well, I do love this job. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it a lot. Okay, we'll go to Bruce in Ulster. Okay, Michael also wanted to say, I saw from the sheet that he wanted to take care of his kids, too. That's good, besides WMC. Bruce in Ulster, go.
Yeah, Alan, like the woman a little while ago said that, you know, you could be selfish and generous.
Sure.
So selfish things first. I'd pay off my mortgage.
Yep.
I'd pay the rest of the money I owe. I owe a lot to the VA, Veterans Administration. I would put my grandson through law school, which he just got accepted, help out my sons. Since I'm going to be 87 in a few weeks, I'd probably get a chauffeur and a cook.
Right.
Aside from taking care of WAMC, and we could work that out, I would work out with you and others to establish similar radio stations throughout the country.
Well, there are other public radio stations throughout the country. I don't know that any of them are exactly like WAMC, but
I said that. I realize there are, but I'm what would strive to do, you know, as close as possible to emulate what you're doing. And also I would educate people to stop, including yourself and others to stop saying climate change.
Yeah.
The climate has already changed. It's either climate crisis or climate chaos.
Gotcha.
You've often talked about people, you know, coming to the barricades. Nobody comes to the barricades because change is the wrong word. Change is often used in a positive sense. You've got to catch people. Words matter. So
words do matter, and you're absolutely right, Bruce. And I appreciate the caution. We got an awful lot of people telling us how to speak, and they're almost always right. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Support comes from Curtis Lumber, specializing in deck and dock design, featuring Trex composite decking and railings, pressure-treated wood, and more. Design consultation available, curtislumber.com. NBT Bank, offering trust and fiduciary services, investment management, and retirement planning for individuals and businesses. NBTBank.com. The Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College, providing exhibits, public events, and educational programs for audiences in the Capital District and beyond. Skidmore.edu/Tang. Waterwheel Village, Galway, New York, specializing in extra sharp New York cheddar since 1923, offering imported cheddar, specialty cheeses, nostalgic candies, local baked goods, honey, and maple products in every corner of our store. WaterwheelVillage.com. And Coldham and Hartman Architects, serving residential and institutional clients with architecture designed for resilience and renewability, designed for the next 100 years, cnharchitects.com.
And we're back. Thank you, Zachary. We are back. We are asking the question, if you win the lottery, how are you going to spend it? Let's go to Rich in New Hartford. All right, Rich, you're on.
Hello?
Hello.
Alan?
You're on, Rich.
I would buy a great camp in the Adirondacks.
For how much?
Oh, millions. Something like the Sagamore. Have you ever been up there?
Oh, many times, yeah.
Yeah, I just go up there. And I, first of all, I just love the Adirondacks. I think I'm a transplant from New Jersey, and I discovered it about 20 years ago, and I just absolutely I love everything about it up there.
You like the black flies?
I don't like the black flies, but I have to tell you, they must...
Well, you said everything.
Everything about it. I don't mind. You know, Alan, I could deal with whatever it throws me.
Yeah. Well, and so you don't want the ocean?
You know, I grew up by the Jersey Shore. I like the ocean. But I'm perfectly happy looking at those lakes.
Okay, but assuming you spent $3 million, $4 million bucks on your great camp, you'd still have an awful lot left over.
Oh, I do. That's just the frivolous part of me.
I see.
You ask for frivolous
and
that's what I'm giving you.
No, that's fine. Rich, do you have anything else you want to say?
No, except that I just adore the radio station. I don't know what I would do without you. And you're just a great companion. We take a lot of drives down to Jersey, and it's just great to listen to you.
Hey, Richard, we can't tell you how much that means to us. Thank you so much for saying it.
You're welcome, Alan.
Okay, right. We'll go to Patricia in Middletown. Patricia, you're on.
Hi, Alan.
Hey.
Hi. Well, I have, besides the usual of paying off debt, and I have a bunch of people I would help out, I have a friend, and I don't think he'd mind if I mention his name, Gene Ladd. He's written a bunch of spiritual books, and I asked him, and I thought it was fabulous what he said. He said, back in the 80s, there was a peace project in the Middle East, and it was Harvard and the Maharishi University was involved in it.
Yep.
And it helped increase peace, reduce violence, and all that. And it was also tried in Washington, D.C. and Chicago, and it also helped there. He told me if he won, he would create a series of prayer centers all over the world and have at least 8,000 people praying at all times for peace and healing, and that would really change the world. And, so you know, there used to be a lot of monasteries, but the monasteries, there aren't as many. But they actually used to use a lot, in terms of consciousness and prayer and giving great energy to the world, they actually did used to change things.
Well, Patricia,
so I think that's a fabulous idea.
It is, but I'm fascinated with the idea that he's come up with the number you would have to have praying to make this happen, which is 8,000.
Oh, because, you know, with all the research they had, they did a certain percentage of the population of the cities, and there was an improvement. And so he kind of figured it out. He threw that out.
That's
but
a good
that
number.
Could be figured out. Yeah.
Patricia, thanks for the great call. Appreciate it a lot.
Okay.
Bye. Let's go to Bill in Albany. Bill, you're on.
Hello, Alan.
Hey.
Greed is good, Alan.
Greed is good.
Here's
okay.
what I would do. I would contribute as much as I can legally to Bernie Sanders.
Right. You think that's a greedy act? Is that a greedy act? Is that a greedy act?
It's an act to get Bernie elected president.
Okay. And let me ask you a question. Well, that's right. It's a lot of money. But let's assume, you know, you did it through one of those LLCs or something like that. And he got the nomination, and he's ahead in both New Hampshire and Iowa right now. Do you think the American middle class are prepared to vote for him? I mean, I am, but do you think the American middle class will, or that in by nominating him, you basically, you know, help the Republicans?
No, I think the middle class will vote for him. But let me go on, Alan. I would also buy an Italian-English dictionary. And I would learn how to speak the Italian language by taking classes. And here why. I would buy a house on the Isle of Capri.
I've been there.
I would buy a cheery Mustang red convertible.
Right.
I would buy a yellow Miata convertible.
Yep.
And I would buy Ichiban on Central Avenue and convert it into a fast food chain burger joint.
That's terrible. Now you've crossed the line. That's where I eat every day. You know,
I know it. That's why I said that joke.
That's a terrible thing to say. Okay, hey, Bill, thanks for the call. Appreciate it a lot.
Take care, Alan.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Ben and Lee. Okay, Ben and Lee, you're on.
Yeah, hi, Alan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
If I won that, I, of course, would take care of all of my family first and everything that goes with that. But the big thing that I would do, charitable thing that I would do, is probably build a huge homeless shelter, to help keep people off the streets. I mean, we're in New England, it gets cold, and, you know, I hate to see people out there. But in that facility would also be, you know, the availability of medical attention, whether it be physical or psychiatric, as well as a skills center to give people skills if they choose to, so that if and when they decide to go back, they'll become a productive member of our community.
Why are you so committed to this? I mean, that's an interesting question, don't you think?
I heard one of your shows with Leo Leopold on the, Runaway Equality.
Right.
A book written, and his son was driven, and I've been to New York and a lot of other places as well. And, I mean, the homeless situation, I always believed that if there was money in it, there wouldn't be any homeless. If someone could figure a way to make money, there wouldn't be any. Yeah. But unfortunately, sometimes people hit bad spots, and I've been in bad spots economically. And so with that being said, if I had that opportunity, that would be my contribution.
Well, you're a good man, and I appreciate it. Thank you, Ben. I'll go to Sean in Kinderhook. Okay, Sean in Kinderhook, you're on.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay, great. First thing I'm going to do is build the Starship Enterprise and get beamed up to it because there's no intelligent life forms here. You know what I mean now?
No.
No, I'm kidding. That was a joke. But seriously, I think that, you know, with all the stuff that's going on in the world, I believe that I would donate most of it, you know, obviously to a good cause. I think, you know, there's a lot of people in the world that are starving. And
yeah.
And I think that it's important to donate to these funds. You know, you see it on TV all the time and the terrible things that are going on in the world. And I feel that I would probably just donate most of it to, you know, save some of these starving children in the world. It's just terrible. You see it on TV all the time. It brings me to tears.
Thank you, Sean. Very sensitive. Yeah. I appreciate that. Okay, let's go to Ann in Claverack. Okay, Ann, you're on now.
Hello, Alan. How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, the first thing that I would do is buy the old McPherson Castle in Scotland, which was Glen Bogle in Monarch of the Glen. Ooh. And then I would fund piping schools all over the country and all over the world. And then I would open...
Why your devotion to piping, Anne?
Because I'm a Scot.
Uh-huh.
And,
well, you can come to Hollenbeck Avenue, where we live in Great Barrington. We have a great piper up there.
Oh, I know.
He's terrific.
And then I would open a pub in Hudson called McPherson's Rant.
Oh, McPherson's Rant, or McPherson's Farewell.
Yes, and then I would buy all the nuclear weapons in the world and have them destroyed. And the last thing that I would do would be to fund research to reclaim the oceans and make them fresh and healthy again.
Well, you're thinking big, Anne.
I am.
Thank you so much. All good ideas. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, bye. Bye-bye. 1-800-348-2551. We'll go to Frank in Woodstock. Okay, Frank, you're on.
Dr. Short Talk, good afternoon. How are you?
Okay, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, look, you said get into the greedy scheme of
it,
right?
That's so right.
I want a ranch in Wyoming. I've always wanted to live someplace extremely sparsely populated where I could, like, stretch out. But the thing is, my wife is always arguing with me because she wants a place in the tropics. So
well,
I don't know if I have to get...
Who bought the ticket?
You know, she bought it, but it's my money. I mean, it's my money to bought the ticket. So I was like, here we go. It's New York. It's a shared property state, right?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'd have to give her a place in Hawaii because she wants
well,
a place
and why
in
not? With $1.5 billion, probably closer to $2 billion by the time this is over. You know, I mean, how much is a Coke going to cost by the time this is over? $7, $8 for a Coke?
Yeah,
that's a little
exactly.
That's a little sardonic, you see, because things are...
You know, I think I'd also want to maybe become an indie film producer because, you know, that's something I've always wanted to do. That sounds like a lot of fun.
There are an awful lot of indie film producers around. Every time I turn around, I meet an indie film producer, and a lot of them come here to WMC to talk about their great work.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of struggling filmmakers out there, too, that could probably use the support.
They went to film school.
Yeah, and, you know, possibly an Aston Martin for myself, because, you know, you got to do something.
Oh, sure. Well, no question. How much do those cost now?
It depends on which one you get, but some of them I've seen are upwards of $270,000, which if you're going to net, like, $900 and whatever million.
Drivel, that's nothing. That's nothing.
Yeah.
Well,
that's fun to drive around in.
Yeah, where are you going to live?
Where am I going to? I'm going to live between Wyoming. Well, first here in Woodstock because I love Woodstock.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Of course, if I have the ranch in Wyoming, I would be spending a lot of time there, and then just going off to visit my wife in Hawaii, who would probably never come to my ranch in Wyoming.
Could be. Well, Frank, I'm going to leave that to the two of you to work out. And I thank you so much for calling. And you're very funny. Appreciate it. Bye. Okay, 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Jim in Niskayuna, I would buy WMC and give everyone a raise, maybe get a vacation home in Syria, then invest the other $599 million. Hello, Alan. This is yet another worthwhile program. First, give huge money. I would hire about 8 needy people to go around my house, packing up almost everything, then give the house away. This would make me happy. I'd find someone to make clothes that fit me. I'd give lifelong support to poet friend Cassiero in Montana, give chunks to WAMC, find a tax person, attorney, and banker, put aside estimate amount for our health care for the remaining 10 to 30 years, a lot of philanthropy for education, including civics for the needy, buy a house in Ghent, Belgium, and travel out from there. Frequently fly friends over for tea and visits, photograph more with a new fabulous camera. Hooray for WAMC, Elizabeth Z. In Troy. Jamie, I would use the money to end stupid lotteries that are only used to control us all by denying what efforts we are capable to do with such resources. Why not a lottery where many people win enough to make a difference in their lives? Maybe when it hits a billion, it all goes to education or feed people and we start over. Then millions of people would be satisfied and only one or two disappointed. And David, who works here, said, I would donate $1 million to Not For Sale, an anti-human trafficking organization. I buy a nice home in a faraway land with furnishings and a vehicle and set up funds to keep the Lucas family royal for decades to come. I would start my own organization or maybe a partner with a college to get a scholarship funding. Of course, I would give my beloved WMC $1 million a few weeks after the fund drive. Okay. And Gina, I'd pay off all my children's college loans and fund Bernie Sanders' campaign. Well, that's interesting. Pat says, first contact a lawyer and money manager, and then let's see, split some with the siblings or they'd kill me, unplug the phone, give some to only a couple of friends, travel for a bit, and set up a charitable foundation. 1-800-348-2551. Okay, we got to hurry now. Hurry. Carrie in Albany. Carrie, you're on. Carrie going one. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I messed up. Sorry about that. I messed up. Who's on number five? Who are you? Okay, well, too bad. Gone. Okay, let's go to Carrie in Albany. Carrie, you're on.
Hi, Alan. This is Carrie. Yeah. I would buy my family home back in Boston. My mother was a journalist for the Boston Globe. Well, there are a lot of memories at that family home, and I would buy that back, and then I would give AMC a lot of money and do a lot of good with the rest of it.
Would you really live in this is a whole program we're going to do at some point about going back and living where you were raised, let's say your parents' bedroom. Would it?
There's nothing like it. There are memories there. And, I could never afford to buy it.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Okay. Yeah, they were. Yeah. There were a lot of writers and artists and my kids missed that home and I would buy it back.
Well, you're lucky. You're lucky that you feel that way. Everybody does. Carrie, thank you for the call. Appreciate it a lot. Let's go to Laurie in Albany. Laurie in Albany, you're on.
Hi, Ann.
Right.
I would pay every school in this country a large sum of money to show three documentaries in class.
And they are?
Forks Over Knives, okay. Earthlings, Cowspiracy.
Okay, you want to tell us a little about them or not?
Well, Earthlings is about the treatment of farm animals.
Okay,
and,
right.
And Forks Over Knives is about how plant-based diet is the best thing for your health. And Cowspiracy is about how the animal industry is worse than all transportation put together, and nobody knows about it. So if they educated people in the schools, everybody would have better health, be less animal abuse, and the environment will thrive.
All true. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's go to Sue in Richmond. Okay, Sue, you're on.
Hi, Alan.
Hey.
So, I would use the money I'd set aside some to fix up the house, the farmhouse that's been in my family since the 1840s. And
How much would that cost?
Oh, geez. I don't know. Probably $150,000.
So not a lot out of your billion and a half.
No, I wouldn't get too crazy. What I would like to do is start the equivalent of a Manhattan Project to address the climate crisis. That's what I'd like to do.
You're a good person. Sue, thank you. Let's go to John in Kingston. John, you're on.
Hello, Dr. Shartok.
Okay, man, you got to go fast. Go ahead.
Okay. Take care of the veterans and the wounded warriors. Fund the SPCAs. And make sure my brother and his two sons are comfortable for the rest of their lives.
That is so commendable of you. Thank you, John. Jason, it's got to be fast. Go. Jason, what do you want to do?
Same as the fellow before. We've got a whole generation of military personnel that have been destroyed and I don't say forgotten about, but nobody talks about it anymore. We've sent thousands, hundreds of thousands of men and women overseas for a pointless war, and it's going to come back to haunt us because there's a lot of people have been very damaged.
Jason, we're out of time. I thank you for calling. A terrific idea. And we can't take Brian's call, but he wanted to say he would give money to his family or to a family. I can't really tell. In any case, that's it for today on the Vox Pop. And we appreciate everybody who called in. Thanks to all the callers. Thanks to Zachary Malloy at the controls, Susie Chekai for answering the phones, producer Jessica Blaustein Marshall, and, of course, Mr. Raymond Graff, who stepped in admirably. Support from comes from LARAC, serving the arts community year-round in downtown Glens Falls since 1972, announcing the first 2016 exhibit, Nurture by Nature, opening January 15th, accompanied by LARAC's gift shop, larac.org, Borden and Perrin Garage Incorporated, Borden and Perrin, Amherst, Massachusetts, providing foreign and domestic car, truck, and SUV repair services and a Massachusetts inspection station for over 50 years. BordenandPerrin.com. Upstate Divorce Mediation, specializing in divorce mediation and collaborative divorce, helping couples who are seeking a legal separation or divorce. Offices in Albany, Saratoga, and Catskill. UpstateDivorceMediation.com. I'm Alan Shartok, reminding all of you that there's a lockbox open and it needs your help, really, because we can't continue with great shows and fun shows and serious shows without you. So if you can go to WAMC.org and just pledge now, and it'll go right into the lockbox, and we'd love to hear from you. So thank you, and stay tuned now for the news.